Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
This is Scott Davert welcoming you to this quick tip on ways to manage your mail more effectively using the native iOS Mail app. I'm running iOS 9.3, and I have three different accounts that I actually use on the Mail app. And there are lots of different ways in which you can sort your messages, even if you want to see all accounts at the same time. I'm going to go ahead and launch the Mail application now. I'll double tap.
Mail, mailboxes, heading.
And we're here at the main mailboxes window. If I start flicking to the right,
edit button,
we're going to come back to that.
All inboxes, 113 unread messages button.
I have a few unread emails, as you can see. This is actually about the normal amount if I haven't checked my email for a little while. If I keep flicking to the right now,
exchange 50 unread messages button.
We have each account and how many new emails are in that account.
kcapnl@gmail.com, 34 unread messages, but scottdevert@gmail.com, 30 unread messages button.
And yes, I realize I'm giving out email addresses, but they're pretty much publicly available anyway, so whatever. Don't really care. And of course, if I keep flicking past that,
VIP button.
We have VIP, which I don't have any new messages there.
Flagged button.
And flagged. If you keep going down under that, you have the different accounts themselves, which won't take you directly to the inbox, but to the full-fledged account, so you'll see the main folder structure.
Accounts, heading.
And then you'll have the updated listing at the bottom of the screen. I tend to like to make sure I catch all unread emails, because you just never know when somebody may have something important to tell you. And there's actually a way I can do that for all of my accounts. Again, I have three on this particular iDevice. You recall earlier we heard the edit button. I'm just going to tap near the upper right corner of the screen, which is where edit is.
All exchange 50 on edit button.
There it is. I can now double tap.
Done.
And we have here a lot of options. Let's go through them.
Selected, all inboxes, 113 unread messages button.
So that is selected, and that gives you a way to view all of your mailboxes at one time in one view.
Reorder all inboxes button, draggable.
You can change the order in which all of these items appear.
Selected, exchange, 50 unread messages, button.
If you have an account on your phone, but you do not wish for that account to show up, you can double tap this to get rid of it. It'll still grab messages, it just won't be available in the section above all of the accounts that are listed at the bottom.
Reorder, exchange, button, draggable, selected, reorder, selected, reorder, selected, VIP, button.
I'm just flicking past the different things here that we've already seen.
Reorder VIP button, selected, flagged button.
And now we get into things that are not selected.
Reorder flagged, but unread, 113 messages button.
And if I double tap this,
selected, unread, 113 messages.
I'll keep flicking to the right now.
Reorder unread button, to or CC button. Reorder attachments, 26 messages button.
So there are 26 unread emails with attachments currently in all of my inboxes. I'll go ahead and double tap this to have it show up.
Selected attachments, 26 messages.
And let's quickly go through the rest of the options here.
Reorder thread notifications button. Reorder today button. Reorder all drafts button. Reorder all sent button. Reorder all trash button. Reorder all archive. Reorder add mailbox. Accounts heading. Exchange 50. Reorder kcapnl@gmail.com. Reorder scottdevert at reorder updated 4 minutes ago.
Those are all the options on this page. I'll go ahead and double tap the done button, which is in the upper right area of the screen.
Done button.
There it is.
Edit.
And now let's have a look at what we have.
All inboxes, exchange, case, Scott, VIP, button, flagged, button. Unread 113 messages button.
I have the ability to look at all of the messages in all of my accounts that are labeled as unread. You can do this for any of the options that we saw previously. So if you wanted to have all of your sent mail displayed in its own folder from all accounts, you could do that. Or like I did with attachments. There is sort of an unfortunate part to this. I'll go ahead and show that to you right now. It's kind of a minor thing, I would say, but it could create some confusion. I'll go ahead and double tap on the unread messages item.
Unread search field.
And now we're presented with our standard, what looks like an inbox, but in this case, it's actually all three of my inboxes and all of those wonderful 116 new unread items. I'll flick to the right.
Unread, Fitbit, your weekly progress report from Fitbit, 5:30 a.m. Actions available.
So you heard there the message and the standard information that we have available, which is fine. But what you don't hear is what mailbox that is located in. I happen to know, based on context, which Gmail account that came from. But if you have somebody, for example, who may post to different lists and stuff that don't have anything in the subject regarding what that list is, it could create some confusion when you have multiple accounts. For example, I have a personal and a professional account, and the type of response that I might give somebody on my professional account might differ a bit from what I would give them on my personal account. So if I keep moving to the right here, you'll see all of the other unread messages in all of my inboxes.
Unread, Scott Divert, new recording to 2:38 a.m., one attachment.
That's actually available in the kc8pnl@gmail.com email address, and that's another project that I'm working on at the moment. That about does it for this quick tip. I told you it would be a rather short podcast, especially when you look at some of these other ones I've done on here. I hope you found this podcast helpful. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can follow me on Twitter. My username is Scott Davert, ScottDavert. You can also drop me an email if you'd like. My email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.